going to look at reports, which is actually from the thing we didn't finish up last week. So we're looking at introduction to reports. Okay, now there's a bunch of other ways you can make reports with more user-friendly things than making it through SQL. These are not exactly the most user-friendly things you're going to find. Okay, so if I want to make one, I'm going to do the edit, which brings up the editor, and I'm giving it a name. So I'm saying, okay, at the SQL prompt, edit, and I gave it a name. It's going to go into the editor, and I'm going to write the code. When I leave the editor, I come back, and I write @ the name of it, and it executes. Don't worry about this input truncated to one character. It was doing that for a while, and it was based on after the slash hitting an enter, and if you didn't hit the enter, it came back and said that input truncated. They've cleaned that up, so it's not there. I at least haven't seen it anymore. And maybe they haven't cleaned it up, and maybe you two will see it, but anyway. So I go into the editor, and this is the code that I put in the editor. I start out, and I say, clear columns. Okay? And then I say, okay, the column ID number, and here's the heading that I want to put on it. And that bar between the two words basically means that it's going to be on two lines. And you can see it down here. The donut bar ID number ends up being donut and then ID number on the next row. So I put in all of the columns that I want. Donor ID, donor name, contribution amount, drive number, drive name. I don't say anything about the table that I want to use, so it uses whatever table I've used last. So this is just a really lousy idea. If you look down below, you'll see I put in a select statement, and that's the way you should do it. You should put in the select statement that tells it what table you want to use, or in this case, it's actually not a table, it's a view. Okay, so I made a view in the last thing that we looked at. I made a view and I named it donor, whatever that says. Don't expand, okay? And so I am using that. So if we go back to the views from the last time, you can see at some point, there's donor expand. Okay, so I said create view donor expand, and I made that view. Okay, so that view has on it an ID number, name, contact amount, drive, and drive name. So it has those five fields on it, and they were taken from three different tables. They were taken from the donor table, the donation table, and the drive table. Okay? So the ID and the name came from the donor table, the contribution amount came from the donation table, and the drive name came from the drive table, although the drive could have come from the donation table as well because that was the link. Okay, and the ID number could have come from the donation table as well because that was the link. So that was the table. So now if I go back to the report, it is saying, show me the donor ID, the name, the contribution amount, the drive number, and the drive name. And I am using the view to get the information that I want because I've already combined the three tables into the view, and so it's a lot easier to just use the view to do the report. Okay. So that's the beginning of the report. Okay, so do something. It can only use one table if you want to, But go in and try going into the editor and making a very basic report. Okay, so do the clear columns and just give it a shot. Okay, if I go in and I'm just going to use regular Oracle, which you can as well if you want to. So I'm going to say edit first. Okay, and so it goes in when I say edit first. It's gone in and says can't find it. Do you want to create it? And I'm saying yes, I want to create it. Okay, so I am now going to create here. I can simply put a clear columns, and then I can have a column ID number, heading ID or donor ID, just to try that, donor ID, and then column name, heading donor name. Okay, so I've now got two things on there. So I now say, okay, select ID number name from donor. Except I shouldn't have hit this up here.
I was going to ask that.
Okay. So I'm now saying, okay, file save, file exit, and then I come out here and I do an @ first donor. And it gave me the report that I just asked for. Okay. So I've got the ID and the name. So it gave me the report that I just asked for. Okay, so now I can set up other things that I want to, that I can put in this. Okay? So I can set the line size to avoid wrapping if I want to. And I can set up a title for it. And the title is done with T title. Okay, so I'm setting up a title and I can do that. So if I go back in and say again, I want to edit first donor. Okay, and I'm going to go back and might as well set the line size, although with just those two columns, I don't think it's very important. Set line size to 65, and notice it's T title. And I put in the fact that it was the T title is donor information. Okay? So Now, again, I'm going to do a file save and a file exit, and I am going to run @FirstDonor. Okay? And now I got the title, and when I go for the title, it's frozen page number and the date as well. Okay, so you can see that the title information includes the page number and the date. Okay. Then I get to go down, and if you scroll down some more, you get to do some formatting. Okay? So I'm going to edit FirstDonor. And I think there's a field on that called Year Goal, right? So I'm going to put Year Goal in here. So I'm going to go in and add Year Goal. Okay. So I'm adding Year Goal in here. And now I'm going to format these. So I'm going to format the ID as a 8-character field. And I'm going to format the name as a 20-character field. And I'm going to format Year Goal as a $9. I'm not sure whether it's got any. So let's see, $99,999.99. Okay, so I'm formatting that, and then I do a file save, file exit, and I'm going to run that one. Okay, and why didn't I get my name? Didn't I put in the Year Goal? FirstDonor. Yeah, I have a Year Goal. So what did I do wrong? Edit FirstDonor. That's what I called it, right? Column Year Goal.
Was YR Goal put Year Goal on it?
No, it was.
Oh, no, that's the first one.
That's right. Year Goal, heading Year Goal, format. Alright, maybe it didn't like my format. So let's try it without it because I don't see. Oh, the. Okay, do you see what it is? I just said dir, so I think I found out what it was. Down below with the select, I didn't select the Year Goal. So it didn't, at least that's one problem. We'll find out if that's the whole problem, but that was at least one problem, is it didn't have the Year Goal to work with. That was it. Okay. So I've now got the Year Goal in there, and I have got it formatted with a dollar sign, and I put in 2 decimal places, even though the Year Goal all was set with up to 272. Okay. So I put in that, but even if it had been a whole number, I could add those in. Okay, so now I've got those 3 fields. now I can get a, if you scroll down a little bit more, they put in, the next thing I put in was a break. And I said break on report and drive number. So I wanted to break on something, okay? So I'm going to put in that I want to break on state. Okay, so I'm going to go in and say edit first owner. And I am going to put in that I want to break on state. But if I want to break on state, I want them to all be together. So I'm putting in an auto buy on here so that my states will all, the Massachusetts will all be together and the Rhode Island will all be together. Because it doesn't really make much sense to break on something if they're interspersed. Okay? So I put the auto buy in there, and then I'm going to put in that I want to break on report and on state, and when I break, I'm going to skip two. Okay, so I'm putting that in. And I'm doing an at sign first donor. And I didn't get it right again. And I didn't get it right for the same reason that I didn't get it right the last time. Or at least I'm assuming that's the reason, because I didn't select state up here. Okay. I think I'll put state there. So I'm assuming that's my mistake, but we will see. So now I've got state, and I decided to put state first because that kind of made sense. And I've got a page size that caused a break to happen after Jennifer Ames. So I can go back in and change my page size so that I don't get a break. Notice when I say that I want to do a break, it only says the MA once, and then it says the RI twice, because it is on a new page, and so it will show it on the beginning of a new page. But if I wasn't on the beginning of a new page, you only would have seen that once. So we're going to go in to edit first donor, and we're going to come in here and say set page size to, let's go with 25 or something like that. Okay. Okay, so now my page size is set such that they all fit on one page, and the Rhode Island is grouped and the Massachusetts is grouped. I really didn't need to have the break on report because, okay, fine, it broke on report. Big deal, because I am not putting out anything for the report, so I really could have left that out. Okay, is anybody but me doing this? Okay, the next one is I'm going to go back in and say compute sum. Okay. So I did a break, and now I'm saying compute sum of year goal on on state and compute sum of year goal on report. Okay, because I want to get a total. Okay, so now it's giving me the total for Massachusetts, the total for Rhode Island, and the total for the whole report. So when I put this in, I need the break on report, because that's when it gives me a total, is when I do a break. Okay, so the break is tied in, the compute is tied into the break. Okay, if you haven't been playing along with me, now's the time to do it, because I would like you to experiment with it. So go in and do something, and you can do it all at once, which is a lot better, especially if you're doing it through PuTTY, because PuTTY's a pain in the neck on going back and forth. So go in and try to do one. Basically, it makes a script. Okay, so you're going in and basically making a script here. Actually, you have. If you go in through the regular one here at the desk, I think they've set it up for me now that what I do is one place is in another place. Has anybody tried it? So if you go to... software and then SQL Plus, see what you've got for files there. Do an asterisk from cat. But I may well be set up differently than the rest of you. What are you getting from you? What have you gone in?
I signed off from cat, but I don't remember the tables here.
But that's the editor, right?
Yeah.
And what about going in the other place? No, but I mean going in. Okay. I don't want to do that. I wanted to go into PuTTY. So if you go into PuTTY, okay, what did I do wrong? Oh, 220. My port is 220. No, it's not there. So I was wrong, apparently. Okay, just a minute. Frozen.
Where are the Eskimo clouds all the way to there?
Okay. I went into PuTTY and I created a table called Test Me. Then I came back and went into SQL Plus and did a DESC of Test Me, and it's there. So that's what I just did. Okay. So I went in and I created the table called Test Me in PuTTY. And then I went into SQL Plus and I said, DESC test me, and unless I, it tests me 5,000 things before, but I don't think I did, it's in both places.
It's not working.
What's not working?
I don't know what I did.
Does that work for you guys or not?
So far, it hasn't for me. Except unable to open the file.
I How do you paste into PuTTY? I've forgotten.
Just right click, right.
I always forget that. Okay, so now I've got a control O. Control X. Okay, and so it worked all right when I carried it over, but I carried it from one to the other. So there it is, I've got it both places now. But the files were in both places, and then I took it over.
That's the control X.
What?
You control, how do you save it? So we type this into PuTTY, the clear columns, column ID number heading, right? So we do control X, get out of it, and then...
type it the prompt, the same thing you did before, at sign, first donut.
Yes.
So you do the at sign first donut. But you've got to be out of the editor.
Yeah.
You're working on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you called it.
Unable to use the file type of the SQL.
Okay, what did you call it?
Maybe, alright, so you gotta put it in a, can't do it in the editor, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I did it in the editor. Okay, so here's my editor, and I did, this is the SQL, this is the PuTTY one.
Yeah.
And so I did edit first donut. And that's when I asked you how to paste, and you told me to right-click, because I never remember that. And I did the right-click, and then I did the Control-O, and then I did the control exit to write it out.
Yeah, that's where I messed up.
Okay, so I did the control O and the control O and the control X both. And then I typed at sign. To get in there, I'd done edit first donut. So I did edit first donut. Mm-hmm. Then I pasted it in. And then I did the control O, control X. And now I'm just saying at sign. And it ran. Okay. So I did the control O, then the control X. Are you getting it?
My computer was just frozen for a while, and I just got back.
How about you? In all right, but you're using your laptop. Okay, so has everybody got a report working?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming, it's coming.
Yeah, I got the functionality behind it, I get it, but...
Yeah, but it can
no,
be temperamental.
No, I'm not close to getting it, it's just... I kept messing up and had to delete out.
Okay, it's temperamental, so that's why I'm giving you time to work on it in class, so that you can get it working. Because it's definitely temperamental. Now, do you have any files, any of you have any files set up in the one that they put up here that's not putty? Do a DESC on that one, will you? Go in and do a DESC. Not a DESC, I'm sorry. A select asterisk on CAT.
Putty?
No, not putty. Go into the one that if you go to software and then SQL Plus and pick a drive. No, just put a drive to end or something like that. Say
oh,
it's fine.
Ends ours,
right? Yep. And then put your username and password. Isn't it the same one?
Yeah, I can't remember.
No, the putty. Isn't
oh,
it
yeah.
the same one that you did going into putty?
Yeah.
The second one, not the first one.
Yeah.
The second one.
Alright, so let's suck off the
cat. Huh?
Suck off the cat.
Okay.
Wow, that really does come out weird.
So did you put those in there, or are those
no,
things you put in through putty?
I only use putty, so I'm
okay.
So they do...
So they do can bring it over?
Yeah.
Because you've got, what, 19?
19.
And is that about what you have?
On putty, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so...
I get 8 and this came up. Sure. I have this plus one. Oh, up to 8 and I get...
I'm not sure what's that. Well, what's the number?
Okay, so they are apparently putting your files both places. Which means that when you're sitting here, if you don't want to go into PuTTY, you can do what I do, which is go into SQL Plus. But they also didn't seem to take over the SQL that we made, so I had to copy and paste that over. Which I don't quite understand if they're taking over, if it's working on both. If both are accessing the same place, why that wasn't working. But anyway. I will try to remember to play with that. Okay, now going back to reports. Has everybody got something that has a sum? I know you don't, Sandra, and I know you don't. But
I can get this done at home. I understand how to get into it, so as long as I can get into it, I know.
Okay. There's an example further down here that shows instead of sum, you can use average. So you can do a compute average if you want average instead of sum. And that gives you averages.
Yeah, I guess I know. That's crazy.
Okay, and then they've given you some of the set clauses. One of the problems with using this is that it keeps the stuff. So you have to go in and say, for example, title off, and you have to turn a bunch of stuff off. So if I come in here and I'm going to take this version, and I now want to just say select asterisk from test me. Okay, it gives me a bunch of stuff that is left over from the report. So I need to clear some of that out. And one of that ways is I can do the set title off. Okay. What did I just do? Set T title. Didn't I spell that right? Yeah, I spelled that right. What's wrong with it? Unknown set option. Okay. Apparently it didn't want me to reuse the set. Whatever. And then I'll do another select asterisk from test me. And now the title's gone. Okay. But I've still got the donor ID and all that, so I want to say columns, clear columns. And then I want to say clear compute. And then I want to say break or clear break. And now I've kind of cleared everything out. And so I do a select asterisk from test me. And it is basically okay now. So after I clear everything out, I get the data okay, and I'm back to it. One of the things that they say is the best way to clear, or they don't say the best, but I'm saying it's the best, is just log out and log back in. Because when you do that, it clears everything, as opposed to writing the clear columns, clear compute, clear break, clear, 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 you know, title off. Instead of writing all of that stuff, you can just go out and come back in. So do the report as the last thing before you're ready to shut down if you are doing a report. A handout that I found that was good on that. Is resource on reports. You see where it is down below, it says resource on reports. And if you go into that, it's a fairly long piece, but it gives you some examples even further than what I've given you. And it shows you how to clear things and how to turn things off. And I think it's a pretty good write-up on doing a report. So, take a look at that if you're having problems. Okay? Okay, questions? Have you got it so that it's solved, working, doing something?
Yeah, no, I think.
Hmm?
It was sensitive.
Yes.
Sensitive. I didn't know how sensitive it was.
Yes. Okay, then what we're going to do now is just do a very brief introduction to indexes and primary keys and all that good stuff. Smile. This is lots of fun, folks. Remember that. Okay. Mine. Okay. First of all, an index, and this is, they kind of get grouped together, but they're not really the same. Indexes are something you can set on a field that you access a lot. So if my primary key is ID number, then it's got things in sequence, and it's figured that out by primary key. But let's say that when I call the doctor's office, they always ask for either my patient ID or my name. And I never know what my patient ID is, so I always tell them my name. Okay? So, therefore, that means they want quick access to my name. If they don't have my name indexed, they got to start at the beginning and plow through until they find me. If they have set up an index on my name, then they have a trade secret way of going in and finding the name in a quick way, okay? And essentially, the big picture is, if you have it indexed, if you think about it as, okay, so it goes in and looks at the middle record, and then it can tell whether it's in the first half or the last half, depending on where it is. And then, okay, it decides it's in the first half, so it takes the middle record in the first half. So with two searches, it's got down to 20, it's in this area, 25% of the names. And then it does another search in there, and it's down to 12.5. And that's just a very simplistic way of doing it. They've got a much more sophisticated way of doing it, as do all of them. But that's what they do, is they set up an index, which gives you the easy access. Now, what you don't want to do is index all the fields, because if you index all the fields, then the background stuff that they're keeping to have everything indexed is going to be overwhelming. And it's especially true when you go to add a record, because when you go to add a record, they got to impact all the indexes. So the point is that you want to use an index for something you're seriously going to be going in and searching on a lot, and not use an index for other things. Okay? Now, in Oracle, indexes are grouped with the concept of constraints. So they have some constraints here. Okay? They allow you to do a check, and which we'll look at examples, where they allow you to look for a foreign key, to work with foreign keys. They allow you to work with primary keys. They let you check for something not being null, and they let you set up a row that has to be unique other than the primary key. Okay, guys, what's going on here?
Just
have a
little
question. Okay. Promise?
I would never.
Okay, so if I want to see, after I set up user constraints, I will say select asterisk from user constraints, and I pick a particular table name that I want, and I want to look at the donor, so it's going to tell me all of the user constraints that would set up the donor. If I just say select asterisk from user constraints, I'm going to get it for everything I have, then please, I don't want that. Okay, so I'm going to do it for a table. This is another place where the table name is case sensitive, so you've got to make it in caps. Okay? Just the name equals donor. Donor should be in caps. Okay? Even if you created it in lowercase, it got saved in caps for these things. So here I'm saying, okay, the beginning of setting up a primary key constraint. I said create a table called TryKey1. It's going to have an ID number, And the constraint on that is it's going to be the primary key. Okay? Now, I gave the constraint a name here. That's not required. I could just have said primary key. But by giving it a name, when I go to this table, it will show the things by name, and I'll be able to figure out what they are a lot better than as if I don't give them a name. And what I did when I gave it a name is I said ID number underscore PK, meaning it's a primary key. Then I said, okay, now my table is going to have a name on it, and it's going to have a department number. And the department number is a number. The constraint is that I want to check to make sure it's a valid department. So I said the constraint will be named valid department check. And I'm doing a check for department number greater than 0 and department number less than 20. Okay, so I want a 1 through 19 is a valid constraint. Okay. So, I put two constraints on this table as I was creating it. If I don't put the constraints on the table, and we'll see this as we're going along, I can go in and alter the table to add constraints to it. So I don't have to do them up front. I can go back in and alter. So I started out and I said, okay, insert into try key 1. And actually, I'm not sure I took a picture of the first screen, so I'm going to go back and do that. Okay, so I said, insert into try key 1, and I set up ID 111, Susan Smith, department 12. And that's fine. Then I came down and I tried to insert another record in with the 111 key. And it came back and told me that I had violated my constraint. The unique constraint was violated. Okay? And this time it is telling me ID number PK. And it's got the Scott there because when I created this years ago, that was the sample that I was using, and it said Scott was the name of the database. So I have now got the ID number PK was violated. Then I went back and tried to insert a record with the 222, and I put a department number of 24, and it yelled about that as well. And this time it gave me the problem is with the valid department number constraint. So by putting the names in, when it finds an error, it specifies that name, and I can figure out what the error was. Okay? So it's specifying that name. So right now, out of the 3 records I tried, only 1 got through. And when I do a DESC on the ID number, it now says not null, because a primary key has to be unique, and it can't be null. Primary key has to be unique and it can't be null. And it throws in that not null. Once I made the ID number a primary key, if they were the constraint, it threw in the not null there. But it can't be null. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to create a table, and I'm going to put a department number in it, and I'm making that the primary key. And I'm putting a department name in it, and I'm saying, and I'm using the constraint unique on it. So that has to be unique, the department have a name, it has to be unique. It's not a primary key, but it's got to be unique. Okay? And so I'm using the unique constraint to set that up. So I inserted into it Department 12 Information Systems, and then I inserted into it Department 14 Information Systems, and it came back and said no. Okay. So if we bring up this and go back and try this, what I would like you to do is to experiment with this. So I'm going to create a table called Try Key Fall 18, because I don't trust that I don't already have that up there someplace. Okay, so Try Key Fall 18. And I'm going to put in, and you hopefully are doing this too, number 3. Not already used by an existing constraint, okay? Okay, so it's now created the table. Okay, so I went in and gave them a unique constraint name, and now it's creating the table. Okay. So now I'm starting to put the data into it, and so I'm going to say insert into try. Can't spell. Try key. I really can't spell. I did F18 just because I, God knows what I have out there. And so if I put fall 18 on it, I know that I haven't done that before. Okay, so I put a row in there, and now I'm going to start making errors. So I'm saying insert into try key F18, and I'm going to try to put in a 111 again. And it comes back and tells me that that's my problem. Okay, I violated that. And then if I try to do something wrong with the department number, Is anybody other than me doing this?
Yeah, I already did my data.
Oh, aren't you smart? Maybe you spelled things right. And that gave me the department violation. Okay, so if I now go in and insert into try key F18 values, okay, that row got created, and now if I do a select asterisk from try key fall 18, I am seeing the two records that I successfully got on there. But the ones where I was not unique for a primary key and outside the range for the department, I got an error. Okay. Now, if you go up at the top, we just looked at check. We just looked at primary key. You can check and make sure a field is not null, and you can check and make sure that the field is unique. And the example I talked about was unique. Not null, you should make the decision right up front about not null. If you have a not null and you go in and you try to add a field, it's by definition going to be null. If you add a field for every record, it's going to be null. So you really have to take that not null check out if you're playing around with adding fields and then put them in. So the not null is one you have to use carefully. Foreign key. Does everybody remember what a foreign key is?
Link to the next table.
Link to the next table through the primary key. It has to link to the primary key. So a foreign key is going to link to a primary key. So if I have an employee and I have department on it, and then I have a department table, I link from employee, where the department is just a field, to department, where the department number is the primary key. Okay, so I link to a primary key. I can't not link to a primary key. Okay. So I head down here, as I said, the unique constraint. Okay, so I had set it up that I wanted it to be unique. Okay. And so there's the unique. Okay, so if I have a department and the department number, I set it up for unique. Okay, then coming down below, you see the foreign key. And so I have the try key has a department number on it. And that department number is going to link to the department number in the try key second. Okay, so I've got this department number references that department number. So it's referencing up to that department number. Okay, and that department number is the primary key. So I'm referencing to the primary key. Okay. So you set it up by saying references, give it the name of the table, and give it the name of the key, and that tells it that it's referencing that table and that field on there, which is a primary key, so it's working fine. Okay. So that looks at those five that we've been looking at. And I am going to stop there, and we will pick this up on Thursday. So we're done. And we'll pick up more about keys and indexes on Thursday.
I heard that working at McDonald's is not that bad.
Ah.